Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Gobler of the 75th Legislative District in Clearfield and Elk Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to this report to your constituents. The Pennsylvania House was in session this week, and a lot of the committees got up and running. I know that you had some legislation going through the House State Government Committee that was particularly interesting and will help out some people that are running for school board. What's going on here?
As a member of the House State Government Committee, I was honored to have my bill, House Bill 227, considered at our first meeting of the legislative session. This bill is something I've been working on for a few years, and it will enable equal ballot access for school director candidates. We have a quirk in our election code that actually causes some unequal provisions depending on where school director candidates come from. So this is a common sense change with a bipartisan support, and we reported this bill out of committee unanimously, and I'm looking forward to working it through the House floor and hopefully ultimately through the Senate and to the governor's desk.
And as we move into February, one of the very first things that the House gets to hear is the governor's budget address. This is especially interesting to you as you're a new member of the House Appropriations Committee. What's your view of what the governor's going to have to say and what your committee is going to be looking at in the months to come?
I'm very much looking forward to the budget process. As many people know, the budget is not just a set of numbers, but it actually allows us to provide priorities for where our state government and where our state programs and agencies will go in the next year. And so for us to have the opportunity to start at the beginning of this session, and then, of course, with my opportunity to also serve this year now on the House Appropriations Committee, I'm very much looking forward to digging into the particulars. Of course, in Harrisburg, there's always plenty of room for debate and perhaps disagreement, but I'm very optimistic to hear where we can find some areas of overlap and find some areas of common priority from folks from both counties and from many regions of the state. And I think that we have some great opportunities to move Pennsylvania forward and find agreement.
There's also a state program that's very popular with senior citizens called the Property Tax and Rent Rebate Program. And I understand that folks can get applications through your offices, and you've been reaching out and making sure that these applications are available in even more locations. What are some of the details?
The 2018 Property Tax Rent Rebate Program applications are now available. We have them in our legislative offices, of which we have three local district offices, one in St. Mary's, one in Clearfield, and one in Dubois. And we've also reached out across Elk County to five locations, the senior centers in Fox Township, Jay Township, Johnsonburg, and Wilcox, and the Welcome Center in Ridgeway. We've reached out to make those applications easier to access. My staff is available at all of our offices and can help individuals fill out these applications. And specifically, this program is available to Pennsylvanians age 65 and older, widows and widowers age 50 and older, or people with disabilities age 18 and older who meet certain income requirements. If anyone has any questions about this program, they can call my offices and see if they might be eligible. But we are certainly very excited to help citizens with this program.
Representative Gobler, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Gobler.